This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
We are celebrating the release of a brand new CD. It's a celebration of Downchild's 50th anniversary. You're listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. The release is entitled The 50th Anniversary, live at the Toronto Jazz Festival. It is Downchild. Let's kick this show off with one of their most popular tunes, Flip, Flop, and Fly. And then we're going to have a chat with Downchild's bassist, Gary Kendall.
We'll be right back.
song is Flip, Flop, and Fly. It's the 50th anniversary CD by Downchild. And joining us on the phone is the bass player for Downchild, Gary Kendall. Gary, thanks for coming on the show.
You're very welcome.
So tell us a little bit about this tour. It must have been quite something.
Yeah, it worked out pretty good. I mean, it started off slow, and then it picked up momentum. You know, we kicked it off in June 2019. We did a night at Grossman's, you know, where everybody knows the band got its start back in 1969, 50-plus years ago. And it was a limited seating event. I think they sold 100 tickets. It was a kickoff. So we did that on a Wednesday, I think, and then we had a day off, and then we went to Rochester, New York, and then we did the Toronto show at the Downtown Jazz, Toronto Jazz Festival, where they closed down Bloor Street. That was something to behold. And then through the summer, we did sporadic dates, mostly in Ontario, where we did go down into Indiana for a festival down there. And then in the fall, was when we late September, early into getting October and November, that we really did the full tour where we, you know, we left home and didn't come back for a while. And went across, did most of Western Canada. And we were supposed to finish the country, do some more Ontario dates early this year, and then go up to the Maritimes to sort of finish off the 50th anniversary in Canada, but of course we all know what happened with COVID-19, and that shut down. Most of those dates were rescheduled to the fall, but I'm hearing rumblings that they all might go into 2021 now. So, but it was a really good tour. We took a lot of people with us. We had guests on numerous shows. Vancouver, we had where we started the Western Swing. We had Tom Levin from Powder Blues and David Gogo and Jim Burns. And we did take along Jenny Ty with us as a solo opening act. And then she would come back out and do Gene Vasey's tune, Trying to Keep My 88 Straight, or Trying to Keep My 88 Straight, rather. In Victoria, we added David Best and Gogo again. Susie Vinnick, when Jenny had to leave the tour to do some of her own stuff, Susie Vinnick came in as a solo opening act, and she would duet with Chuck, come back out and duet with Chuck on Mississippi Woman, Mississauga Man, much the same arrangement that Iria Littman did on the live CD in the Toronto version.
You had a lot of guests on the Toronto stage.
Yeah, the stage was a little crowded that night, but it was a lot of fun, that's for sure. But yeah, well, Dan Aykroyd had joined us the night before. Dan and Kenny Neal, I mean, everybody knows that Dan has been a huge supporter and benefactor and cheerleader for Downchild for years. That's a known fact. He's a great guy. And he met us in Rochester. Kenny Neal was with us in Rochester, and then they were both back in Toronto along with Paul Schaefer joined us, and Gene Taylor, David Wilcox, and of course from Finland, Iria Littman. So there were a lot of Fender amps on stage, and a Marshall for David Wilcox. You never see a Marshall amp on a Downchild stage unless David Wilcox is with us.
50 years, 18 albums, a lot of music. How did you guys ever figure out which songs to play?
Yeah, that was, well, I guess it all comes down to, it starts with management pulling together that idea. You know, what are we going to do now? Well, we've got a 50th anniversary coming up. Okay, let's do that. So 50 years, we had to try to do a retrospect of songs that covered 50 years. So we just basically took all the records the band has ever made. We realized we wouldn't be able to do a song from every one. We didn't do anything from bootleg, but we started with Straight Up. Of course, we've always been doing Straight Up was easy because Flip, Flop, and Fly and Almost and Shotgun are on that. And those are three songs that we can never get away with not playing. They're at every show. So then we went to everything that followed that, every record, and we picked it. We made a huge list, and then we had to pare that down to fit into a 75 or a 90-minute show, depending on the requirements. And we had to pick ones that worked together in the show. So eventually, we came up, I think, with a pretty good cross-section of the 50 years.
It's been reported that over 100 different musicians have played in Downchild. Who's currently in the band?
The number of members in Downchild has been inflated numerous times. The accurate number is 86. And I said to a publicist once, Richard Flohill, I said, "Hey, Richard, there's 86 members in the band, not 150. And he said, "Hey, 150 sounds better in the press release." So that's how that lie got out there. Right now, it's, of course, Donnie Walsh. Donnie, Mr. Downchild Walsh, the founder of the band, Donnie, and the chief songwriter. Donnie plays guitar and harmonica and pretty much calls the shots. Chuck Jackson, of course, lead vocalist. Chuck has probably been in the band at least 30 years by now. We consider most bands break up after 3 or 4 years. That's pretty good. Chuck sings and plays the harmonica. He's also one of the songwriters. And Pat Carey, tenor sax. Pat is the longest guy in the band, current band. Pat's probably pushing 35, 36 years, maybe more, at Donnie's side. Michael Fonfara, organ and piano. Michael has been in the band, well, I would say if he's not 30 years, he's coming up on it. Myself on bass. Now, I've been in the band twice, so if I total all that together, my first time around and my current time, I think I'm coming in at about 23, 24 years altogether. I've played on more records than any other bass player in the band. And my rhythm section partner of many years, Mike Fitzpatrick, who's the newest member of the band. And I think Mike's term is around 18 years at this point. When Mike came in the band, that was a big deal for me because Mike and I have been playing together. Everybody knows that a bass player and a drummer have to have a thing. You have to be one. You know, you have to be a team. And Mike and I met in, I think, 84, 85. And we've been playing together ever since in numerous bands, backing up numerous people. And that fit that I'm talking about with Mike and I was something that never had to be discussed. We just started playing together and it worked. So when he became a member of Downchild, my life got easy.
Many thanks to Gary Kendall for joining us. That is part one of a two-part interview. Tune in next week. We will have part two of the interview. For now, let's listen to another cut. This is Soul Man from the 50th anniversary of Downchild.
Hey, you know this next guy? Man, he's a true blues brother to us. I got to tell you this right now. He's been so wonderful over the years, coming out celebrating our anniversaries. Elwood Blues, ladies and gentlemen, come on, let's put your hands together right now.
Thank you, Mr. Dan Chuck. I'd like to have all join us on stage, Master B3 player, the leader of the most dangerous band in the world, from Thunder Bay, Ontario, Dr. Paul Schaefer.
Just can't stop. I'm a soul man. Hey, Kenny.
course, that's Steve Cropper and Isaac Hayes wrote that.
Some great tunes on this CD, the 50th anniversary of Downchild. Without doubt, they're Canada's premier blues band. They were founded by Donnie, Mr. Downchild himself, Donnie Walsh, and his brother, Hawk Walsh. They started as a house band at Grossman's Tavern, and they never looked back from there. We're going to hear a couple more tunes, Madison Blues, and It's a Matter of Time, and both of these songs feature David Wilcox. Enjoy Downchild.
Let's keep it going, let's keep it going.
the stage right now, writer, guitarist, vocalist, technical innovator, and Canadian icon, David Wilcox.
The Downchild Blues Band, as they were originally called, now they're known basically as Downchild. We're listening to their 50th anniversary release. We got a couple of tunes now from the album that won them a Juno Award. It was Can You Hear the Music? We're going to hear One in a Million, and then Mississippi Woman, Mississauga Man, Chuck Jackson singing along with Irja Litinen from Finland.
You know, this next song is from our last CD. It was nominated for Juno, and Donnie wrote this one. It's a special one, a love song, actually. It's, you know, all about that one in a million girl you meet. You know, the one that changes your life, turns you around, makes everything great. That one in a million. Of course, I was married four times, so it's one in 250,000. But I love them all. This one for you. We hope you like it.
Something I want to say.
please welcome to the stage a lady player who is burning up the world with the blues heat she used to melt her native country of Finland, Ilja Littinen.
I never thought my Mississippi woman was going to be from Finland.
That's right. I actually was born in the and raised in Kuopio, which is in the eastern part of Finland, and we do call it kind of like a Mississippi of Finland.
Well, I grew up in Mississauga, and a lot of people ask me when we travel all over, you know, where'd you learn how to play the blues, and I tell them the Mississauga Delta. So I wrote this song, and we're going to do it, and it's so great to have you with us here. She likes sweet corn, put them in a crawdad bowl. He likes blues from the dead end and rock and roll. Or maple syrup on a pancake with country smoking. Or when a Mississippi woman meets a Mississauga man. Or when a Mississippi woman meets a Mississauga man. Everybody party, everybody dance. Gonna marry a woman and take her by the hand. When a Mississippi woman meets a Mississauga man. Finland.
Downchild was the basis for Dan Aykroyd's and John Belushi's great hit film, The Blues Brothers. Toddy Walsh was quoted once as saying, "Never forget why you play the blues. If it was to make big money, you probably won't." Ain't that the truth? Let's hear some more Downchild from their 50th anniversary live at the Toronto Jazz Festival. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. Catch us again next week, and we will have the second part of the interview with Gary Kendall. Thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blues Source International is coming up next.
Been waiting for him all night, ladies and gentlemen. Our good buddy, former member of the band, all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Come on, give it up. Mr. Kenny Neal! Here's one Donnie wrote with his brother Hawk. The Blues Brothers recorded this one on their first album. We're going to do it for you right now. chance somebody help me. Happy you always find. Took me quite a while. Oh, love the best gone. If you wanted to walk it out, baby, it'll walk for you and your way. We'll see. I know I've done it myself. Understanding and affection, what's gonna make it last?
First night we met, we cooked up the Blues Brothers because Straight Up was playing on the turntable in the fridge at the old 505 Queen Club that we used to have, 505 Queen. And you know, we ended up recording two of the songs that made our first record become a quadruple million seller. A tribute to the 50th anniversary of Down Child and the founding of the Blues Brothers. Thank you.
I got everything I need.
the man out of it. One more time.